16 in front of 6 o'clock, 55 degrees. The Wib Wake Up Show underway on this Talk Like a Pirate Day today. Yeah, it is. And, you know, I don't know. I don't have a whole lot to say in that regard, but if you want to talk like a pirate, light it up on the listener line at 715-396-1670. Arrgh, matey, good to have you aboard. I don't know. I mean, just picture you have a hook on your hand, Jason, I guess.
Are you planning to do it all day today?
Yeah, there we go. I don't know.
All right. I probably won't talk to my patients with a pirate accent today.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Captain Hook or Johnny Depp from Pirates of the Caribbean, right?
So. Right. Absolutely.
Well, it's one of those late night, early mornings for me because Eau Claire North boys had a soccer game in Arcadia. They lost 3-0 last night, but Arcadia is further than you think it is. It's an hour's drive going down 93.
Yeah.
And so made it home slightly after 10 last night. So, yeah.
That's late.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was well asleep by that point last night.
Didn't drag myself out of bed till 4:30. So.
Oof.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Anyhow, that's
so
just kind of
dragging today then.
Well, you know, once you get into the game, you're in the game, you know, so anyhow.
That's true.
It's getting there. Somebody said 90% of life is showing up, so.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we got Tuesday, September 19th. Fall arrives really late. It doesn't arrive till 1:49 in the morning on Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have known that. So what is the date then on Saturday? The
23rd.
Wow, that is late.
Yep. All right. Do you have any knowledge to drop on me? I'm dropping all this knowledge on you. You got anything for me?
Sarah Stokes had posted a picture today from Lutzen, Minnesota, and the colors are really changing.
Yeah.
There. You know, I went out this weekend. I had looked on the color. There's a website that tells about colors changing, and it didn't look like there was a ton changing, but. But she had shared that, and I'm really excited to see the colors changing like that.
It is starting to happen for sure. We've got Colossians Love Letter 51 from Larry Crabb, 66 Love Letters book. Took him 5 years to write. This one he sums up as, "Do not expect today what I have promised for tomorrow. Live in hope." And here's what he unpacks in the epilogue. It's the story everyone needs to hear, the Bible in 66 paragraphs, Colossians. But don't make the mistake of so many whose desire for happiness becomes a demand. Don't expect to experience in this life the joy that will be yours when my son returns. He was really passionate about that. He goes on to say, engagement provides the anticipation of complete joy. Marriage is its consummation. My son is in you now as the hope of glory, not its experience. Don't live to feel full. Live from the truth of a fullness that you will one day fully enjoy.
Yeah, I think so. You know, sometimes when seasons get hard or things get difficult, it's hard to remember, at least for me, that hope of glory. You know, what Larry is describing there, that, you know, we're not living in that place right now, but there's this thirst or this hunger for what will yet come.
For sure.
And to not lose sight of that.
And if I had to think of main themes of him, I mean, it's that the idea of God is Trinitarian relating, and the Bible's about relations. But one of them for sure is the title of his last book, at least, Waiting for Heaven. I mean, that's and that's what you hear in this Colossians summary.
For sure. Yeah, definitely that thirst for what God is up to.
And it's just true. I mean, even in the brilliant way he starts that best-selling book of his, Inside Out, we want now what we just so want right now what we're not going to have until later.
Right. For sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we've got Mark 1:29-31 today.
Yeah, and that says, after Jesus left the synagogue with James and John, they went to Simon and Andrew's home. Now Simon's mother-in-law was sick in bed with a high fever. They told Jesus about her right away. So he went to her bedside, took her by the hand, and helped her to sit up. Then the fever left her, and she prepared a meal for them.
All right, and in Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, he tackles those three verses this way. After he left the synagogue, he went with James and John to Andrew and Simon's house. As they were talking, Simon shared that his mother-in-law was in bed with a bad fever. My son cured her, and taking her hand, lifted her to her feet. She healed so fast that she immediately began to serve Simon and his friends.
You know, I'm always struck by that verse, you know, that she gets healed and not, you know, she doesn't just come and sit down and visit. It's like, oh, I'm getting up and I'm going to go serve, you know, and I don't know why that strikes me as a little bit humorous, but, you know, I think it does definitely reveal the power of Jesus in that moment.
Hmm. Yeah, for sure. Hey, good stuff, Jason. Thanks. Enjoy the unfolding of the color day by day, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, there we go. You ever have something where you reminded somebody about something, and then when it came time for it, you forgot? Like having Sandy Pulzine, Executive Director of Hope Gospel Mission, on the radio with me, as I had earlier messaged her, don't forget, this morning, 6:45, and lo and behold. I'm sorry, Sandy. Good morning.
Good morning. It's all good. The Lord knows our timing. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's one happy 25 years for Hope Gospel Mission. And 1 week from today, you have not one, but two events at the beautiful Florian Gardens on Eau Claire's South Side. And it's not too late for people to let you know they're coming.
No, and that's why we wanted to come on the air. We have a few spots left, and we actually are doing something brand new this year for our 25th anniversary. We are having a luncheon and a dinner. And so we are going to let our audience choose, because we're jam-packed every year, and we wanted to just offer that option for whatever fits their schedule best. So we are celebrating lives rescued, rebuilt, and renewed. And boy, do we have a very special banquet in store for whomever comes, because we're not only having a special resident who's thriving in the community coming into our program this year, who's going to share his heart. We actually have a beautiful Christian comedian coming in.
WIB, we asked on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page, what's something positive a teacher said to you that you still remember today? Something positive a teacher in your past said, and we'd love to hear it in your own words at 715-396-1670, but also we have a number of comments in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. You can always search that on Facebook and join it. It's a private group. We've moved to that rather than the page, because that way we don't get spammed quite as much and we can communicate with you a little bit better.
Yeah, it's working and we love it. And we appreciate so many joining, even somebody today. All right, yeah, so this was posted several days back. What's something positive a teacher said to you that you still remember today? And Melody chimes in. She says, in sixth grade, the one with she remembers the teacher saying, the one with the best posture for the day wins. And Melody says she won several days and got kudos, and she still checks her posture to this day thanks to Mr. Hansen. I love that.
There you go. What's something positive a teacher said to you that you still remember today? Carol says what she heard was, I trust you to work in the office.
Mm. All right. Also, we had Susie say, speak now or forever grumble in your misery.
Still remembers that. Christina heard a teacher say, practice makes permanent. Ashlyn heard a teacher say, don't let fear hold you back from doing great things. Some things they still remember today.
That's a really good one there. Jody says, your life matters. Randy Vandaloo says, you're going to be a leader. And his teacher was right. And Patty says, I'm glad you made it today.
Mary Beth heard a teacher say to her, you should be a teacher. You would be a good one.
Hmm.
Huh, the things that stick with us. Crystal heard a teacher say, it's better to shoot for the moon and land among the stars than to aim for a pile of manure and hit it. That's really great.
Bonnie says, time on task. Alma Center, Humbert, Maryland, Lincoln High School chemistry teacher said.
Mike says he heard a teacher, Mr. Wolterkin, say, after asking a question that must have been very difficult, don't all of you raise your hands at one time. It'll create a great vacuum and blow the windows out.
That's a funny thing to remember. Abby says she remembers Mrs. Nelson saying, let me know if you ever need anything.
And Rolanda says she heard, do your best and God will take care of the rest. Something a teacher said that still sticks with her to this day.
I shared earlier, Caleb, I remember Mr. Haas telling me, Mark, you're a very personable young man. So how about you? What's something you remember?
You know, I'll have to think on that, because a lot of my teacher memories being a homeschool student were tied in with parenting things as well, too. So, I have to think on that for a little bit to try to pull just one out.
All right. And Hey, before we go to Chris Tomlin taking us to weather, how about that beard contest? Boy, we're seeing some good beards, huh?
Yeah, and I know we posted it last night, and there weren't a ton of entries so far when I last checked. Maybe that's changed this morning, but certainly an opportunity for you to post a picture of your beard. And remember, if you weren't named a qualifier, a finalist already, you can certainly post your same picture or a new one again, and we'll have a couple more times for you to enter, but make sure you enter this one. It's a 24-hour contest each time, so tonight will be the deadline. So the sooner you post, the sooner you can get your friends to like your beard photo.
All right, we got Mike on the line here. This is the line he remembered, the one we used for Tuesday trivia. And hey, Mike, something you remember a teacher said?
Yes, Al Meritz. It was my teacher in Menominee years ago, and he heard about a couple girls that were going to drop out of school. And he said, a high school diploma is kind of like a belly button. Everyone has one, but you look awful funny if you don't.
Very good.
Some wisdom with humor there.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Mike. It's Tuesday trivia time here on the WIB Wake Up Show. The number to call is the studio line, 715-723-2555. Meanwhile, we're still taking your voicemails at 715-396-1670 on the WIB listener line. What's something a teacher said to you, something positive a teacher said to you that you still remember to this day? Would love to hear from you there. But here on the studio line at 723-2555, we are asking a question for a chance to win a digital movie download, and that movie, Jesus Revolution. If you haven't seen it, you need to. If you have seen it, it'd be great to have a copy of your own to take wherever you go. Digital movie download that we can send right to you wherever you might be. So 715-723-2555 on Tuesday Trivia. Worldwide, Havel, here's the question. Worldwide, 7 million of these are made each month. Worldwide, around the globe, 7 million of these are made each month. What could it be?
All right, let us know. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Say it again.
Worldwide, 7 million of these are made monthly. Worldwide, 7 million of these are made every month. What is it? What? We have 7 million of made around the globe every month. 715-723-2555 for that Jesus Revolution digital download.
All right, have some fun. Play trivia. It's just nice to be the one who gets the answer, and then the prize is just gravy. So 723-2555. One more time.
Worldwide, 7 million of these made each month.
All right, each month.
7 million of what?
All right, good morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, let's go with soccer balls.
Is it soccer balls?
Yeah, that's a good guess. Good
Very
try.
Very popular sport worldwide. Is it soccer balls?
No.
Not soccer balls. Go ahead, guess again, Tony. 723-2555 if we can get back through.
All right, 7 million of what made every month around the world? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dave from Duran.
Hey, Dave.
And coffee drinks.
Coffee drinks. Coffee drinks of some sort. Dave from Duran. Is he correct?
No.
No. Dave from Duran, love the alliteration. Call back, my friend. Worldwide, 7 million of these are made each month. Around the globe, 7 million of these are made monthly. What is it? Not soccer balls, not coffee drinks.
But I'm impressed by the fact that our first two callers are guys, right?
There you go. We always like hearing from everybody, too.
We do.
But sometimes it seems like the fellas aren't as eager to go on the air and guess. So we appreciate that.
Right. 715-723-2555. 7 million of what made every month around the world? 723-2555 for the free digital download of Jesus Revolution. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dave from Duran.
All right, Dave, got back through. What do you think?
Pizza.
Is it pizza?
Seven million pizzas. Boy, that sounds good. Not it.
But.
I'm done.
I am hungry, though.
He said,
we can play soccer, then have some coffee and pizza.
There we go. He said he's done. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from this morning?
Kathy Elkmound.
Hey,
all right, Kathy, go ahead.
How about toothbrushes?
Toothbrushes. Do they make 7 million toothbrushes around the world every single month?
That would be good. Yeah. All right.
Oral hygiene is important. Really is.
We've had four really good guesses covering a lot of different areas.
Yeah, worldwide, 7 million of what are made each month? It's not soccer balls, not coffee drinks, not pizzas, not toothbrushes.
Hi, good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, let's go with wigs.
Wigs.
Wow.
I wish that would be right because it's just a fun guess.
That's a lot of wigs, Tony.
Not wigs. I was just looking up. I was trying to write a commercial the other day, and I was trying to look up some Gen Z slang and found that wigs mean something totally different now.
Is that right? And, okay.
Yeah.
But not wigs. We're not wigging out.
Thanks, guys.
See, thanks, Tony.
I'm even wanting to guess here, but I know the answer. But I'm thinking of other ones that would be fun to say.
Worldwide, 7 million of what made monthly? Around the globe, 7 million of these are made each month.
All right, we're going to get one more guess, one or two more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Caden, and I'm guessing light bulbs.
Caden, is it light bulbs? And where are you from, Caden?
Eau Claire.
Caden from Eau Claire, is it light bulbs?
Caden, how old are you?
8.
8 years old. Caden, I'm not going to give you the wrong answer, buzzer, but that's not it.
It's not light bulbs. But, Caden, you call back. Thank you for participating in Tuesday Trivia this morning, buddy. Appreciate it. Worldwide, 7 million of these are made each month. Not light bulbs, but a great guess from Mr. Caden.
I know. All right. So, 723-255. All right, we're going to leave it there. So, we're going to pick this up, I guess, a little bit later here this morning on WWIB. Congratulations to Gina from Menominee, who just won two tickets to the opening night of The Blind, September 28th, exclusively at Micon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls. The Blind, the true story of Duck Dynasty founder Phil Robertson and his unlikely path to forgiveness and redemption. Our giveaways for The Blind presented by the all-new courtesy Ford of Stanley. We had John the Trailer Guy with us in studio yesterday in this 8 o'clock hour. Thanks also to our sponsors, Quality Propane and Fuels and TMS Tire and Auto of Menominee. For a bonus chance to win, check out the Best Beard Contest on WWIB Radio Facebook page. You could win a pair of tickets, dinner from Culver's, and two delicious cheesecake cupcakes from Joseph's Cheesecake. In fact, they don't get any better than that. From winner to winner, Caleb.
It's time for Tuesday Trivia. Try number 2 here on this Tuesday morning on the WIB Wake Up Show. The number to call, 715-723-2555. We want to give away a free digital movie download of Jesus Revolution to one of you, and we can send that anywhere you might be. Again, if you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, 715-723-2555. The question is this: worldwide, 7 million of these are made every month. Worldwide, around the globe, 7 million of these are made monthly. What are we talking about? 715-723-2555. We do have some incorrect answers, Halvo.
Yeah.
It is not soccer balls.
Mm-hmm.
It's not coffee drinks. It's not pizzas. It's not toothbrushes. It is not wigs. It is not light bulbs. Around the world, they make 7 million of these each month. 7 million of what?
Tell us, 723-2555, the 8 o'clock hour. Can you do what the 7 o'clock hour was unable to? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? All right, sorry about
Mr.
that.
Mr. and Mrs. Dialtone.
Good morning.
Hi, this is Christy from Chittack.
Hi, Christy.
Hey, Christy.
Is it birthday cakes?
Is it birthday cakes? Good guess. Sure.
Blowing there's out 7 a lot million of candles.
Birthday cakes made every single month around the world, around the globe. Christy from Chittack. No, we're sorry. It's not birthday cakes. Call back. Try again.
Okay, thank
appreciate
you.
Your enthusiasm.
A fun answer there, thinking about all the fun and happiness that goes with that. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Kay from Ladysmith.
Hi, Kay.
Hi. Would it be possibly road signs?
Road signs.
Mm.
Okay.
There's got to be a lot of those all over the world.
I've seen a lot of those with the construction around when I tried to find a new route home yesterday. And there was another road that was closed that I did not expect to be closed.
Uh-huh.
And it took longer and it tested my patience, which was good for me.
Is it road signs? No.
Not road signs. Thank you. Actually, thank what really you. Tested my patience is the stoplight. It was over 2 minutes. I timed it.
Oh, wow.
Crazy.
Really?
Anyway.
Huh.
Going back to it's good for me.
Yeah. 723-2555. What are 7 million of what made around the world every month? 723-2555 for a digital download of Jesus Revolution.
Again, it's not soccer balls, coffee drinks, pizzas, toothbrushes, wigs, light bulbs, birthday cakes, or road signs. Make 7 million of these around the world every month. What could it be?
I don't know. We're getting a call, but it's not necessarily on the 723-255. Okay, so that expired.
715-723-2555. That's the number to dial. Plug that in your phone along with our WIB listener line, our text line, and the 1037 number, too. It all works.
All right, well, we had two guesses this go-around. And maybe people, you know, work in school, occupying them. But again, it'd be nice to be the smart one. Say, hey, I got the right answer on the radio the other day.
Otherwise, it just hangs out there and everybody starts asking us privately.
I know.
Like, wait, what is that? No, we're not going to tell you until somebody gets it on the air.
They try to pry it out of us. I'm like, no, we can't tell you.
We try and hide away from public events, too, because we just know we're going to be besieged by people wanting to know the answer to Tuesday Trivia.
And that may be what we have to do, because the guesses have ceased for now. We'll pick it up again maybe around 8:45.
It's Tuesday Trivia, try number 3 here on the WIB Wake Up Show at 715-723-2555. We seem to have stumped you a couple times, but will the third time be the charm? For this question, will someone be walking away with a digital movie download of the phenomenal movie Jesus Revolution? We can send that to you wherever you might be listening from in western central Wisconsin, southeastern Minnesota, or really anywhere. Maybe you're tuned in, I don't know, the other part of the world at WWIB.com. That's fine. We can send it to you there, too.
Absolutely. So, again, 723-2555, 723-2555. What's the question?
Worldwide, 7 million of these are made each month. So around the globe, 7 million of these made every month. What is it? What are they? 7 million of them around the globe made every single month. 715-723-2555. If you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, 723-2555. And we do have some incorrect answers as we're waiting for the first bold soul to give us a call and guess. Again, no penalty for wrong answers. 7 million of these made around the world each month. Not soccer balls, not coffee drinks, not pizzas. It's not toothbrushes, nor wigs, nor light bulbs. Not birthday cakes or road signs. 7 million of what?
All right, 723-2555. We need some guesses. I'm just going to stir the pot here a little bit. I mean, by giving you this guess, it just lets people know, okay, it's, oh, no, I don't have to do it because somebody else is
gonna... I was gearing up. It's like, I'm just going to...
All right, let's
give a
go.
Clue. Nope.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rice Lake. I didn't hear his clue, but...
he didn't give it.
So. I was going to... Oh, okay. What about Lego wheels?
Lego what?
Lego...
Wheels.
Lego wheels. 7 million Lego wheels.
You know what? Again,
each month.
I think you don't even have to be that. I mean, you could just say Lego pieces, and that would still be incorrect. But
it's not Legos, but a good guess.
There's probably more than
Legos.
That. Probably more than that, right? If you think about Lego pieces.
Worldwide, 7 million of these made each month, so not any form of Legos. We'll take that out.
Good morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Patty from Eau Claire, and I'm going to guess bottled water.
Okay, bottles of water.
That would be a trouble of concern in the environmental. That's not it.
Not 7 million bottles of water. Something that's 7 million of them are made every single month around the globe.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lady Smith.
Hi, and Lady Smith.
Could it be... this is Ruth.
Hey, Ruth.
Could it be microchips?
Microchips. Do they make 7 million microchips? That's not a small Dorito, by the way. That's a technology.
No. Yeah,
too,
right.
But, of course, I go to the food... it's not microchips. Thank you, Ruth from Lady Smith. Call back.
We're getting more guesses than at 8:15. Thank you, 723-2555. We make 7 million around the globe. 7 million of these are made every month. What is it?
What could it be?
This is Linda.
Linda in Chippewa Falls. Hi.
Hi. I'm going to go in a different direction. I'm going to say wedding proposals.
Wedding proposals.
Oh, kind of like they're made. You made your wedding proposal.
Okay,
wow, that
sure.
That is creative. Not it.
But not what we're looking for. Thank you, Linda from Chippewa. Love hearing from all over Wibland, western and central Wisconsin. Minnesotans, welcome to call, too. Worldwide, 7 million of these made every
Vikings
month.
What if they're Vikings fans, though? Are they
it's
still?
Okay. We love everybody
all right,
here.
Just checking.
It's all right.
All right. Good morning.
And honestly, since I saw that Netflix documentary, I'm a big fan of Kirk Cousins.
I know you are.
So, go ahead.
Hi.
Good morning. This is Sherry from Fairchild.
Hey Sherry.
I'm
going to
guess donuts.
Donuts.
Oh, what a great guess. It's not it.
Man.
Oh, dang.
We have a new
Thank
Quick
you.
Trip, and so they have, like, Glazers on sale. So I got some. I didn't eat them. I put them in the freezer. But, yeah, when Quick Trip opens up.
Oh, they do such great sales.
Yeah, they had dollar hamburger. No, cheeseburgers yesterday.
Are we going to eventually have a Quick Trip on every corner? It's amazing.
I suppose. It's probably a good presidential campaign slogan.
I know it. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is PCD John from Ladysmith, but I think you just gave my answer. Cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers.
Okay.
Worldwide, 7 million of these made each month. Is it cheeseburgers? Not cheeseburgers. Thank you, PCD John.
He's an active listener. We appreciate that. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda again.
Hey, yeah, Linda.
That's fine. You can call back.
I'm going to say cell phones.
Cell phones. Do they make 7 million cell phones each month?
They may, but it's not what we're looking for.
Man, it's crazy, like, how many new ones they make and how much they get for a cell phone these
They keep
days.
Saying the new iPhone. I mean,
I mean, I see all these commercials for this titanium iPhone 15 Pro or whatever it is. I don't even want to know what it costs.
Oh, yeah.
Good on you. If it's probably a great phone.
Over $1,000.
I don't want to know what it costs. Anyway, go ahead.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ruth from Ladysmith again?
Yeah.
Ruth from Ladysmith again? Could it be diapers?
Could it be diapers? Do they make 7 million diapers around the world each month? Not diapers. Thank you, Ruth from Ladysmith.
Yeah, tell you what. Wow, two guesses at 8:15, but 8:45, the crowd just lighting it up.
You guys
here.
Are fantastic.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, my name is Jeff. I'm from Glenflora.
Hey,
all right, Jeff.
I haven't heard any what the guesses are. I just got on, heard this. I'm going to guess batteries.
Batteries. Do they make 7 million batteries globally every single month? Batteries. Jeff from Glenflora. No, sorry, but good guess. Jumping right in and guessing something that hadn't been guessed yet. Well done.
All right, starting to run out here a little bit. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Crystal from Jump River.
All right, Crystal.
Hey, Crystal.
How about color crayons?
Color crayons.
Color crayons. 7 million a month. No.
Whenever anybody mentions crayons, though, the 64-count Crayola box with the sharpener, that was like the pinnacle of childhood art.
Oh, yeah. With a sharpener, that's just the
with
whole
the
idea.
Sharpener. I mean, seriously, you just felt like kings and queens where it's like, wow, I've got a sharpener for my crayons on the back of the box. And you thought, will it ever get better than this? It didn't.
Yeah, that's right. That was a very cool thing to have a crayon sharpener. All right. Well, tell you what, that's going to do it for today. We're going to have to spill it over to Win It Wednesday.
Great guesses, everyone. We'll see if we can get an answer around 7:15 tomorrow to this question. Again, be thinking about that. Be sleeping on it worldwide. 7 million of these are made each month. 7 million of what? We'll start this up again tomorrow.